Fritz & Friends.com. You're listening to Fritz and Friends on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Emily Scarlett, producing, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Dr. Lenny Silverman of Okemos Optometry. Good evening, Doctor. How are you?
Good evening, Cheryl. How are you doing?
I'm doing awfully well. Are you having time to breathe now? A huge event just ended. Dr. Silverman spent the day with some other optometrists and doctors at VSP Vision. You're kind of a rock star bus taking care of folks today at the Carefree Optometry Clinic.
Right. It was amazing. The turnout was incredible. We had five different volunteer doctors. We did at least, we don't have the final count, but 125 full exams. We had to turn away people, but they were given, 134 people were given gift certificates to be used for exams and free glasses at a later date just because we couldn't accommodate them today.
Well, that's a mark of a successful event, and the good news is that they will be taken care of as well. Now, the importance of this event was twofold. One, it was helping out folks with complete eye exams, and when the economy is not where it ought to be and people are pinching pennies, this is an area that you know folks may not take care of regularly as they need to. And it was focusing on diabetes as well and the serious health concerns of that and how it can be found in an eye exam.
Yeah, the campaign was called Eye on Diabetes, and it was to detect diabetes in some people or people that were already known to have diabetes to see if they have any diabetic retinopathy or changes in the back of their eye that could affect their vision and also their general health. I know personally I must have seen at least 20 diabetics today. As I guess luck or unluck would have it, our last patient seemed to have had the most problem with his retina, and we'll be getting him into a retinal specialist in the next week.
So, and that's exactly what this was about. It was to try to find these folks and help them before the health issues ramp up.
Right. But, yeah, the turnout was great. I'd like to give a shout-out to our volunteers, Dr. Terry Wolf, Dr. Greg Popowitz, Dr. Paula Koch, my colleague at Carefree, Dr. Mitch Dobzaleski, and all the VSP staff were just incredible.
Now, and this is a moving a bus, and I describe it the best way I knew how. It's like a big rock star bus that's completely stripped out and then outfitted as an eye clinic. Is that right?
It's a mobile eye doctor's office with two complete exam rooms, frame selection, pre-testing areas. There's three buses. One of them's right now in Atlanta trying to help out the people in the floods. The whole program started after Katrina, when, you know, those people got wiped out, so did their eye doctors, and people needed care. So the bus is now in the Midwest, but, like, the crew that staffed it today, they flew out from Sacramento just for our event. They have a couple other events in the Midwest that are going to be happening in the next couple weeks.
Were you surprised when you told me that you probably yourself saw 20 diabetics today? Is that what you kind of anticipated with your knowledge on the subject, given the amount of people who came through?
Yeah, there's a lot of diabetes out there. And part of it is in, you know, the histories we're doing on people. It's like, when's the last time that you had your eyeballs looked at? And some people, it was a long time. I mean, I use as a rule of thumb, a diabetic, they got to consider it etched in stone that once a year they got to get their retina looked at, if not more often. So we're getting people on the right track.
What is it that you're seeing in layman's terms, that so much of eye health is related to the rest of your body health as well? That much I know from you.
Essentially, looking inside the eyeball is one of the only places you can see a live blood vessel. And whatever's going on in that eyeball, it's going on in the rest of the body. So with diabetes, one of the things we look for is if your blood sugar is running too high, you start to bleed. Well, if you're bleeding, that means somewhere downstream is not getting its nutrition. With the eyes, we're talking about nerves. And when nerves die, they're dead. When the nerves go, your vision goes. So if we can prevent that, we're doing a great service to people.
Well, and not only to the individuals, obviously, but in healthcare costs, some information that was put out by VSP Vision Care said diabetes-related costs to the state of Michigan are estimated to be $6.5 billion a year. And that doesn't even count what happens to the people and the ramifications.
Yeah. That's $6.5 billion. That's mostly, we're talking about ER costs, hospital costs, costs related to, unfortunately, death. It is staggering. And in Michigan, we have known diabetics, 1 million. There's probably 2 million people out there that don't even know they have diabetes. They're pre-diabetic. Across the country, 25 million people have diabetes. 75 million are pre-diabetic. It's a problem that if we could just get people the right care, it's a manageable disease. I mean, many people think of like Mary Tyler Moore. She was always the greatest spokesperson for diabetes. I mean, you can live a very normal life with the proper care.
And that's, I think, the message here of finding it and getting a hold of it early before some of the health consequences, which, according to the information I have here from you, we go from heart disease, stroke, blindness, kidney disease, amputations, and death. None of those I want to be involved with. So it's about getting ahead of the system and finding out what you need to do to manage it.
Exactly. I mean, if we can get the care to people... I've always said diabetes is a stupid reason for going blind. I haven't found the good reason yet, but it is something that we can manage and preserve people's sight, and at the same time, help them manage their general health.
And both Governor Rick Snyder and Mayor Virge Bonaro got behind this effort today as well, didn't they?
Today is officially Michigan Eye on Diabetes Day.
Well, there you go. I think that's a reason.
We're going to hold them to do it every year, too.
Well, I think you'll be able to do that. The Carefree Optometry Clinic, which you've been essentially involved in for, is it since the inception?
Well, Dr. Dobzileski and I created the Carefree Optometry Clinic 4 years ago. Prior to that, I was seeing a lot of their patients at my own office.
And the basis of this is to get the care to the people who need it.
Correct. I mean, the Carefree Medical System and the Carefree Dental Program, they've been going on for about 8 years now. Part of the problem is they have a lot of patients that had certain needs, and one of the big needs was eye care. So rather than trying to ship people out to Okemos, it wasn't very convenient having a clinic right on Pennsylvania Avenue. We got the care in the neighborhood where people need it most.
Well, it's exemplary. It's good work, and congratulations to you and the other doctors for the work that you did today. And I'm telling you, it's good stuff. We need folks like you. Thank you, Lenny.
Thanks, and thanks for your support.
Oh, my pleasure. Been speaking with Dr. Lenny Silverman of Okemos Optometry, involved in the inception, of course, of the Carefree Optometry Clinic. About 300 or so folks went through today and got full eye exams and follow-up care and eyeglasses as a result of his efforts, along with the folks from VSP Vision Care. Kudos to all of them. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.
Here's your updated Lansing area forecast for more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Areas of fog in the overnight tonight, otherwise partly cloudy, low of 55. Fog early on Saturday morning, partly sunny throughout the day, high 79. Winds gusting as high as 22 miles per hour. And showers and thunderstorms likely Saturday night with cloudy skies, low 61. Stay tuned for more Fritz and Friends on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
For people with Alzheimer's disease or dementia, the loss of driving could signal a loss of independence, but the risks associated with driving should not be ignored. The American Academy of Neurology has issued a new guideline to help determine when people with Alzheimer's or dementia should stop driving. The guideline advises caregivers to watch for warning signs, which include crashes, traffic tickets,